Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing great today, Neil.
The blizzard of 93. And where were you? Because I think about the blizzard of 93, and I think of all of these kind of crazy blizzards. We had a crazy one back, I guess, 10 years ago in February that was just unbelievable in Pittsburgh that just kind of, but I think everyone remembers that blizzard of 93. Where were you, Wynn?
Well, I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm going to tell you that I'll never forget when I woke up 28 years ago, March 13th of 93. The power was off. I couldn't open my door because the snow outside was at least 16 inches high. This was known as the storm of the century. The wind was 40 miles per hour. It was howling. It was so very cold. No electricity. I shut the door and went back to my bedroom, which was only slightly warm. I was trying to think of what I could do until the snow melted. And I got a lantern. And by lantern light, I started to write a poem. As it turned out, that was an excellent way to spend my Saturday. And here's what I wrote, Blueberry Fields Forever. I'll never forget the tears in Daddy's eyes when I told him about the day Mommy was going away. I was five and we went for a walk by the lake. As we sat on the hillside, I felt a warm breeze on my face. In the distance, the water below appeared like a mirror in my memory. Mommy put her arms around me and I put my arms around my teddy. She pointed to some bushes and asked, "Did you know that blueberries are the only blue food?" I thought and thought, but I couldn't think of another single one. Mommy giggled and I giggled too. And then Mommy told me she was going away and I have to be brave for Daddy. I wanted to know why and where, but she said she didn't know. Only she knew that our love would keep us together, if not now, then later. Mommy said she didn't want to leave, but had no choice. She told me to remember this day, the sights, the smells, the colors, yes, even the little blueberries on the hillside, for someday, somewhere, we would be together again. Sitting here the same way with her arms around me and my arms around Teddy. But I had forgotten the pain of her death and the loneliness that followed her leaving had pushed the memory out of my mind. And it wasn't until just tonight when Daddy bought me some blueberry ice cream that I remembered Mommy and her blueberry fields forever.
So powerful, Wynn. Very powerful. This really kind of brings you a lot of memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. So that's our simulcast for today. And I want to tell people to go to my free podcast. We put up great stuff every week, stuff that you need to know. Truth Just Below the Surface, all kinds of things on addiction and on people finding their purpose in life. And you would go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy. S-Y-N, no spaces, no capitals. And I hope you have a great day.
All right, guys, that was, again, the Neil Haley Show, simulcasted with Freedom of Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and we'll be back in just a moment.